Hello, KZN, and welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I am your host, Vanessa Grimm, and this is the 15th of September 2022. And guys, the news that has dominated this week's fishing scene has been bronze bream, cob, and some big seas. However, the cleanup of the Durban beaches has been looking really good, and the future looks absolutely fantastic. So, on your offshore side, the seas has been big. The winds has been heavy, but those that have braved those heavy fishing conditions has been really rewarded. With lots of tuna, a few early dorado, and some proper cooter on the bite. As for your rock and surf, well, that's been rather interesting. There has been some reports of some fish been coming out, but more so on your north and south coast, as we're going to get into just now. As for the freshwater, the big bass is certainly here. Last week was the dawning of the spawning season, and it has produced some proper personal best for quite a few anglers. Now, we've got all the latest news, the latest content, all from our reporters throughout the entire coastline and inland. But before we get into all of it, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for this week.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance, these are high-performing, durable reels. True free spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
That's right, guys, with the warmer water and the flat fish on the bite, as well as your ski boat species, the Daiwa MQ series is certainly a reel to have within your arsenal. I'm moving on to our featured fishing report for this week. We're starting off, as always, down the south coast with our areas from Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, into Margate, moving down to Yuvongo, Shirley Beach, and running off in Port Shepston, we've got Adam, and Adam is talking about some brusher and bronze bream that's on the bite, including some Kalyun, a lot of summer species that's starting to make their appearance, as well as the wind and sea conditions for this weekend. So guys, without further ado, here is Adam from down the south coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. The 14th of September 2022. My word, this year is flying and we are almost into the summer season of fish, which is good for one and all. So, first off, let's report about the weather. We're looking at Thursday, 10 to 13 knots, slowing down in the evening to a plus minus 2 meter swell with an 8 second gap, which is good because it means the ground swell is finally disappearing. However, it is only a facade, as coming Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at 14 seconds, 15 seconds and 13 second waves, which means ground swell's back. So unfortunately, it is what it is. Nothing we can do. The wind is all over the show this coming week. And so pick a point or a direction on the compass, and that is where the wind will blow, I suppose. But however, that being said, there has still been some good catches of bronze bream, Kalyun, and brusher down on the lower coast. It seems that we are still getting those guys scratching around for a bronzies, having their hooks straightened by the brusher. But unfortunately, it's not good news for the place for bait, Margate Pier. It's been utterly dead there at the moment. Not much good fish coming out there, nothing decent to report. A few small carantine and the odd blacktail. But the silvery fish shad, or elf as we all know it, unfortunately has not made a showing, and we all know the season is coming to a close. So hopefully they start showing their face and we start getting a couple of those big guys. Going back to the piers, Yuvongo Pier hasn't been too bad. A local angler, now local by the name of Leslie, caught himself a decent cob. And also another local by the name of Peter Lamont added to his scoreboard a salmon slash cob. So guys, look, if you are coming down from Durban for the weekend, You know, the water still a bit E. coli up Durban side. Definitely bring one or two thicker leader lines down because Borussia have been making an appearance. Khalyun or Black Bream, as we know them locally, have definitely been on the scorecard. So the guys fishing for bronzies have been rewarded with a fish that is particularly rare up our side. And I'm not talking one, two, or three. I'm talking quite a few, Vinesh. So it definitely does seem that there is some good scratching fish around at the moment. Port Edward's gone a bit quiet, however. Trafalgar, Palm Beach still seem to be a good spot to pick if you want to go and target that bronze bream. Maybe catch a Khalyun or a Brusher in the mix. Sea Park further north might be a place to try as well, as we have seen a few bream come out that side, which is good to see. However, guys, just remember your bag limits and sizes, as again, going back to the silverfish, we are definitely coming to a close of the shad season, so just keep that in mind. On the ski boat side, it has been fairly quiet, obviously with the swell still being fairly big around our side. Not much has been caught. There has been a few charter size tuna between the 4 and 6 kilo range, which, to be honest, is not bad for a fry up. However, that being said, I know of local friends who lost a wahoo, which is good to see some early summer fish pulling through, and a big size kuta jumping right next to my friend Andre Rabi's boat. So again, going back to the season, we are definitely moving over to the flatfish season, summer season. So guys, get ready, start tackling up, because the time is now. Otherwise, guys, have an awesome weekend. Stay safe. Remember your bag limits and your sizes, and always keep your license handy. Vinesh, enjoy.
Thank you so much for that, Adam. Well, I guess I love your analogy. Pick a point on the compass, and that is where the wind is going to blow. Not the best news I want to hear. However, I do like the fact that there has been some fish on the bites, especially on that Brusher, Bronze Bream, and Khalyun. So guys, that is our South Coast report for this week. Now moving on to our areas of Amanzimtoti and Warner Beach, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher, and this was his report from this week.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here from Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Yeah, I've just been blown off the beach by this easterly. It's going quite nicely. There's been lots of birds today. Well, when I say lots, everything's relative, but there's probably about 100 going along the Lobo Flats. And a pocket of sods came pretty close there at Foster Road area, and a few garrick were taken there, one jig and drop. Other than that, a couple of garrick have been coming out around the sort of along the flats on mullet. The odd brush has been coming out, but they've been in quite a bit of bird activity for the last few days along here. But today was the first time this season I've seen them raining down. There must have been 100 going at sort of Foster Road area today at one stage, which was quite always nice to see. And all these birds, I would say, mature gannets, they all were brown, more brown than white. But at the east is up now, and people have been blown off the beach. The pocket went, it actually went past the hotel rocks and sort of towards Winkle area there. I don't know if it came in by that time I was buggered. Yeah, so a bit of sport was had with the old ball race. But let's see what happens in the week ahead. And there's certainly been sardines all every day, but out deep here with the bird activity for the last few days. Until next week then, go well.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, guys, it looks like Warner Beach and Toti, lots of birds, which is showing the pockets of sardines, that has produced that garrick on jigging as well as your garrick on mullet. So, yeah, there is some activity apart from the wind, which we know is expected at this time of the year. But now, what about moving on to Durban? Well, with more beaches open, Mike V has more of a report of what's happened over this past week.
How's it, bud? Yeah, this weekend was a lot of bronze bream weekend. There was a good amount of edibles caught, cob, bronze bream, grunters, stone bream. I heard of a couple of lovely rock cod as well. Not too much happening on the inedible side. I heard of two diamonds, couple of blue rays, couple of gray sharks, things like that. With the northeasterly blowing this week, those should all start biting better and better for us. Bay threw some lovely grunter again, between 1 and about 4 kilos, couple of thingies. Offshore, there wasn't much happening. A little bit of bottoms, one or two yellowfin, but also a little bit on the quiet side, but it should pick up. Yeah, hopefully that this northeast and the west on the weekend will make it come to life a bit. Cool, bud. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike, for having your ears on the ground. And to add to Mike's report, we've got Brad from one of the charter boats off Durban. And this is what he had to give us for the offshore side of fishing.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, are fishing over the last couple of weeks, or the last week. Guys, there have been a couple of heelback popping up every now and again. But predominantly, I've been getting a lot of half cob, proteo bream, and the odd tuna in between. The water temperature seems to be slowly increasing, so hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can start talking about the lovely green jumping fish, which should be starting to arrive pretty soon, give or take 2 to 3 weeks. But yeah, as I say, guys, weather hasn't been great, but we'll keep trying, keep fishing, and tight lines.
Thank you, Brad. So, guys, it looks as though Durban is still producing that edible fish that's on the bite. The inedible's not as yet, but with these winds changing, perhaps that fish is imminent. As for the harbour, lots of grunters still on the bite and some monster catches from what I've been seeing on the WhatsApp groups. And as for our offshore, as Brad said, the odd keelback, half cob, and tuna that is out there. So, yes, although the seas are big, the winds are heavy, when you are out there, the fish is certainly on the bite. Now, that is Durban. What about Ballito? Well, we've just got a fresh report, literally half an hour before this podcast, from Jesse Kingfisher, Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. Getting some fishing in. I think, judging by the reports that we've had in the last week, fishing is on the up. We did have a little bit of a dip, and last week, I recall that the fishing was quite limited. There were a handful of species coming out, and the guys were kind of puzzling a little bit to try and get decent fish and all of that. So this week, we've heard a lot more positive stories, specifically with Garrick, Brusher, and Bronze Bream. There are other species coming out, but those are the three that are kind of like highlighted in my reports, because I've just heard an abundance of reports and feedback from them. Mainly, if we're talking areas now, Sheffield is obviously the main hotspot for the bronze bream. And then this is a little bit of a difficult one, because the area from La Mercy all the way up to Tongat River mouth has become a little bit of a problem as far as crime goes. If you have to go there, please take somebody with you. Take a group of guys. Just be safe, because the fishing is really good there at the moment. The guys that have gone and fished there have been over the moon with the catches. There's been a lot of brusher, a lot of big bronze bream in the Boys Town top area. There's been a lot of big shad. So fishing is very good, but I have to urge you, I would feel very bad to recommend going to a very good spot and not warning you about what was going on there. And the guys are under a little bit of pressure there with the crime, hijackings and all of that. So if you are going to go fishing there, please take somebody with you. Don't fish right next to each other. Fish with a bit of a distance between you. That will make a hold up more difficult for the guys operating in the area. So yeah, I can't stop anybody from fishing in a certain spot. All I can do is make recommendations to make it safer for you. So if you go there, fish in a crowd, guys, please. We don't want any negativity in the fishing industry, and we don't want any bad news. So yeah, just be careful. And again, that is all the way from La Mercy up to Tongat River mouth. But yeah, if you can move up to the Ballito Sheffield area, where it is a lot safer, there's a lot of fish that come out in our area here as well. We get repeat reports on a regular basis of guys catching decent fish when the fishing is fairly decent at from Le Mercy up as well. So it's not like that place is, that area is better than our area. It's just that there's the days that they would work, certain spots will work better than others. And I'd say that the next best spot on our entire coast is probably the Sheffield area. So guys, come up to the side and have a fish, and you'll be surprised how peaceful and how safe it is up to the side, actually. Yeah, so that's about it from the surf side of things. We haven't heard too much else apart from that. And then on the ski boats, what's quite nice is we've had quite a few guys catching snook. And the snook have been coming out on either the Strike Pro Magic minnows or the Yozuri Crystal minnows. Those two are still the firm favourites amongst the guys. And then if you're happy to throw some spoons and you don't want to get too close to the back line and you want to just hover off the back line and chuck a couple spoons around, and you can throw like a little anchovy spoon around or a Halco twisty, one of those little low profile fast moving spoons, that'll get you a snook. And then obviously your fillet baits, your strip baits are going to be your option if the fish are a little bit quiet. It just entices them a little bit more, and there are fairly good stocks of red ice throughout the Kingfisher branches as far as bait is concerned, so you'll be a lot better off using red eye than sardine. And yeah, seen one or two tuna coming out, and then the bottoms are still fairly good for the guys that have managed to get out there. Still some beck, some dogger. I saw one or two decent yellowtail as well. I'm not too sure about the location though. I'm assuming it would be straight off Durban or a little bit north, you know, up to the Mplunga area, out in the deep. So yeah, guys, that's about it. And again, please don't forget to send all of your fishing reports in. Come and speak to the guys in the shop about what's happening. We always appreciate it, and we always appreciate the chats. So yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. I'm glad to hear the fishing is on the up at Bolito and Salt Rock. However, guys, as we're moving up the North Coast and to those areas from Boys Town, moving upwards, as Jesse was saying, the crime is picking up quite a bit. So please, you know, go out with some fishing buddies. Fish in a group. The areas are fishing well. Let's just keep it safe out there. Another area that I was noticing with a few of cars broken into has been the Amanzatoti Shad Place area. So when we are out there, let's just, you know, be a little more precautious when we're going fishing. This show is not about the bad news about fishing. It's all about the positive fishing reports that's going on. So yeah, it's just a bit of awareness. And if you are feeling a little insecure, well, as Jesse was saying as well, the Sheffield area is a very peaceful and safe place to fish. Jesse, thank you so much for your advice on the lures to fish in your area. Guys, if you are going up to that Bolito area, Jesse knows the exact colors that are producing the fish. So make sure you pop onto the Kingfisher Salt Rock and get some good tackle advice. Now, moving on from Bolito and Salt Rock towards Mtanzini Banks, we are with Nick, who's got this week's fishing report, and this is what's been going on in his area.
Now, morning, Vinesh. We have had some bugs going out, but not a lot at the moment. I mean, getting a gap in the weather. No game fish yet, even out far at half point. The guys have got some bottoms, but it's not, I think, you know, when you go out, the sea is very, very flat. Although, you know, you think, oh, it's perfect to go through there and launch. It's not that easy. You've still got a bit of a shore break. But there's no activity. You know, the water is not churning up the bottom, so the fish aren't feeding. It makes fishing very slow. Although one boat did reasonably well, fishing very close in shore, sort of around the wreck area, beyond the wreck at those points. But game fish a bit earlier. I think the guys must be more patient. Early in the week, the guys caught some shad, but not much. It's sort of here and there, and lots and lots of shark. There was the report of a grey shark of about, I don't know, about 8 kilos, caught on the beach, but you're a little bit far north for grey shark. However, I'm saying that the fishing probably over the last year has been such a surprise. We've caught species there that you don't normally catch in the first time, you know, until that sort of sandy beach first time, you know, like a black cat, you know, rock cod, you know, stuff like that. And in the river, it's singing a different tune. over the weekend, oxide tarpon were caught. That's a very, very good bit there. They don't get very big, they get about 2.5 kilos. Thick handle barracuda being caught, as well as the summer fish, bream grunter, not river snapper yet. Not heard of one for a while now. I'm not sure what happens to them, because they don't, you know, if one says they're going out to sea in the reefs, they're not being caught by the speedboat, so I don't really know what happened to them. I can't imagine just sitting down in the river for 3 or 4 months not eating. So they're not even, nobody's getting a pickup on them on live bait, lures or anything at the moment. But I think if the pick handles and the tarpons are here, it's not long when the first river snappers are going to start being caught. Weather doesn't look too bad for the weekend. It's Tuesday and Friday, a really nice day. And Saturday, temperature drops. Then for on things, over if the barometer dropping with a little cooler day, it'll be good for fishing. Fish like to feed on a dropping barometer. So, have fun, guys. See you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Well, I guess at least there's some bottom fish, although majority of the days the weather is looking a bit rough. However, the river is still producing some good catches, and it is looking very favorable for this weekend. Now, that is Mtanzini Banks. What about Richards Bay? Well, we've got Ellie with this week's fishing report, and this is what she had to say.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well. The weather this past week has been right for deep sea anglers being able to go out and catch some yellowfin tuna as well as some amberjack, but there almost being no current. Anglers also caught some salmon while jigging on slow-pitch jigs. There were also plenty of morph grunters and bottom fish being caught on the south side. In our harbour, the humpback whales came to greet us as well as passing and jumping in the area. There's also plenty of garracks being caught on live baits or using lures. In our estuary, there's also a few snapper salmon being caught as well as some stingrays. But that's all for now. Thanks, Manish and Tight Lines. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Well, wow, what a great report out of Richards Bay. Guys, that is certainly the pick of my week. It looks like Salco's got a lot of wind. But Richards Bay, that with the fish that's been coming out this week, that is certainly where I'm going to be heading. Now, what about St. Lucia and Cape Vidal? Well, we've got Jeff Ashwood to round off our saltwater report. And this is what's been going on over this past week.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Legacy Charters in St. Lucia. Fishing, once again, has not been easy as a result of all the winds. But the times that the boats have been able to go out, one or two snook around, and then plenty tuna. But that's about all I'm hearing in and around St. Lucia. And then at Cape Vidal, there's been the odd kuta coming out, and also tuna. So not too much to report, unfortunately. Just something else, the mouth is still open, which is a good sign. Our rainy season is just around the corner, and let's hope that it blows it open this year. But until the next fish, everybody, be safe.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Well, guys, looks like the rough conditions are there. Of course, we know this. However, the snook and tuna is on the bite, as well as the odd kuta. So, looks like a decent area to get some rods bending. So, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for the week. Now, what about our freshwater? Well, we are with Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg, and he has got some fantastic news for us as well. Lots of fish on the bite, some really great catches, especially on the bass side. Yeah, guys, here is Jan with this week's latest fishing report.
Hi there, guys. Jan here from Kingfisher in Maritzburg. Well, so much for the frontal system that was forecast for last week. Apart from a couple of drops and some thick mist, the rain didn't make much of an appearance at all. What I can say is that weather is a chaotic system with a sensitive dependence on a very large number of variables, so unfortunately it cannot be classed as an exact science. That, in short, is my scientific excuse for the non-appearance of the drippy stuff, which was supposed to bring some saving grace to the present low water conditions in the upper reaches of our rivers. That being said, I am pretty sure though that the anglers were happy about not having to fish in the rain, and by all reports, there are plenty of fish about, so let's get stuck into the reports. We are 2 weeks into the trout river season, and I must say that I haven't heard a bad word yet. As I experienced on opening day, it seems that everybody is having a cracker of a season opener. Long may it continue. Water temperatures are on the up, and by some reports into double figures already. And with water levels still on the low side, certainly on those upper reaches, there is no need to dredge with nymphs. Dry fly action is what it's all about at present. The dry dropper system has been working well on the lower beats where there are some deeper pools, and reports indicate that the fish are 50-50 taking either the dry or the dropper. Most fish reports that have been in the 8 to 12 inch, that is 20 to 30 centimeter bracket, along with a good sprinkling in the 12 to 16 inch, that is 30 to 40 centimeter range, and already a good couple have pulled the tape past the 16 inch or 40 centimeter mark. Those are some great opening fish for the season. The only complaint that I've heard so far is that for one of the more popular beats, that you can't get a weekend booking for almost the rest of the year. So if you want to get onto that particular water, and feel free to come and tap me for the info if you like, you might just have to resort to pulling a weekday sickie. As a matter of fact, I think I might just be coming down with something. Cough, cough. As mentioned last week, rivers are where it's at right now, and only a handful of reports have come in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club Troutstall waters. Water temperatures are in the high teens, and fish are feeding up, and with good numbers of fish coming to the net per outing. Most of the fish have been in the 20 to 40 centimeter, that is 8 to 15 inch bracket, with a few solid fish reported in the 43 to 48 centimeter, that is 17 to 19 inch bracket. Flies of choice currently are dragonfly and damselfly nymphs, and of course, the standard ubiquitous woolly buggers in black, otherwise known as a speed cop, and in olive livery. I see smiling faces once again from the bass fraternity after what seemed like an eternity of slow fishing. By all reports, the bass are back with a vengeance, with some reports indicating excellent fish coming from both Midmar and Albert Falls dams. These are fish in the 4 to 5 kilogram and 5 kilo plus, with a good number of these being new PBs, and making for some happy anglers, I'm sure. Nothing to complain about, except that the big females might have dropped some eggs and lost some weight as a result. The scaly or Natal yellowfish rivers are also on fire, and I've had some great reports coming in from anglers that have been on the Umkomas, Umgeni, and Tugela river systems. While nymphing is generally the preferred method for scalies, reports have been incoming of some fish being taken on dry fly, which is something not on my personal catch record as yet, and which requires fixing this season. With the excellent weather of late and the calm conditions, the carp have been up on the surface at Albert Falls Dam, and great fun to target on fly tackle. So guys, stop by the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Great intel on that frontal systems, the warmer water, but more so that phenomenal bass fishing. And my friend, yes, you know, I think I did hear a bit of a cough over there. So yeah, why not, consider speaking to the boys at head office and tell them you need that day off. So, guys, yeah, well, some great fishing on our freshwater side. Absolutely massive bass being caught. I mean, it is all over every social media page. So, guys, that is our KZN fishing report for this week. Whether you are fishing saltwater or freshwater, KZN is going to get those bending rods. Yes, there is going to be some wind. Yes, there's going to be a drop in temperature. However, as our reporters have said, there is fish to be caught. So guys, get out there. As Jesse was saying earlier in the show, keep it safe. There is some areas where the crime is picking up. So make sure to call those fishing buddies. Send it out on your friendship WhatsApp group. You know, say, guys, the fishing is on this weekend. We are going. I know I certainly am. And I hope you are too. Guys, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure bringing you the show. This is Angler New South Africa. I am Vinesh Sugreem. And until next week, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and more than anything, fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.